Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Hello, Manus.
Oh, Jillian.
Did you just say, welcome to the Jillian Michaels Show? Did you say that?
Well, welcome to the Jillian Michaels Show.
See, what am I going to do on tour if you're not there? Welcome everybody to the show.
You know, I love doing that.
Yeah, that's okay. Just be busy on your other show. Anyway, how are things?
You know, this Olympics has got me thinking, you know, with all the things with the Russian athletes, and they were going to ban the whole team, and then they allowed some of them, and because of the blood doping, right?
The whole so out of it. What happened?
Well, they found out that the majority of the Russian track and field team was blood doping.
Oh, okay.
So, right.
Oh,
so
going up and then doing it, working at an altitude, then pulling the blood out, then putting the blood back in later.
Yeah, I mean, blood doping.
It's very sophisticated.
It is very sophisticated. Yeah. And you cheat the system. Like, they had a whole thing where they had to urine, and then they had someone drill a hole in the wall in Sochi, and someone took it and replaced it. Like, they've been doing secret squirrel cheating for a long time.
Gotcha.
However, I think
secret
about
squirrel cheating.
Secret squirrel.
Never heard of that.
So I was thinking about cheating. Like, have I ever cheated and like lived a lie? Like, think about that. You've won a gold medal in, let's say, the 800 meters.
Yeah.
Knowing that you blood doped, knowing that you cheated.
They all do it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
But look at that. You know, and sometimes they're saying they're going to pull the medals away, and there's the second place winner, you know, kind of going, oh, great, now. And you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, to live your life, is it worth it that much?
Here's the problem. And this is something, like, I was talking to Giancarlo about. So, like, we were looking at kind of, again, you know, we've been growing this platform, right, Fit Fusion. Yep. And in looking at, okay, you know, who are the most up and coming, I would say 95% of the people I look at are all smoke and mirrors, fake followers, all fake. Have been around for a year and, like, all fake followers, all fake. And we ran a test with the fake followers. It's like, it's just, it's all fake. So the problem is, though, I then got a request from Cosmo to try one of those girls, to try her workout. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. To compete, you have to. That's the game now. The game is I have 5 million fake followers. I have, you know, 8 million, 2 million. I have all these fake followers. And that's how you get noticed. And then, to me, Now they've noticed you. Do you have the talent to stay in the room? You know what I mean? Like, when I go to Masi Arias' Instagram, whether those followers are fake or not fake, I watch the things she does. I'm like, God, wow. I mean, if I showed you her, she's, bitch is an athlete. I mean, she's Latin, which the industry really needs a Latina, a strong Latina in the health and wellness space. She, you know, speaks Spanish and English, right? She's bilingual, super important. She is fit, dude. Like, I mean, crazy, but not like masculine that women get intimidating or super skinny. And it's like, I don't care how she ended up with 2 million followers. It got her on the cover of Latina. She's in a Target commercial. She's an incredible athlete. And I was like, you know what? I don't care if she's buying the views. And here's the thing. I want to watch her. I want to see how she talks, right? Because it's tough on Instagram. You see the sequences. Like, I love to watch the sequences she puts together. And the things she can do are super impressive and all modifiable. So it's got that, like, purple cow, right? The thing that makes you go, wow, that's remarkable. That's really impressive. And then the question is, all right, is it a modifiable program for the masses? Sure, it can all be modified. And then my next thing is, like, I want to shoot some workouts with her. And I want to see, like, how do they test? And, you know, how does she communicate? Because that's not – shooting a workout is very different than being an athlete. Because you got to communicate modifications and this, that, the other. It's hard. It's very different. So, nevertheless, I'm not saying she did buy followers. But if she did, she's the real deal. Others that have bought followers, I'm like, oh, my God, there's nothing here. Nothing. Zero. No personality, no energy, nothing going on there. Nothing. And then I pass it up. I'm like, eh, you know what? No, that's not. Let's see if that person's still around in 5 years. You know what I mean? Or 2 years even. But everyone's cheating. That's the thing. Everyone's cheating.
Okay, but
so
but
then what do you do now? You're a young trainer trying to make a name for yourself. TV's dead, publishing's dead. It's all about social. So are you gonna put up a YouTube channel and buy views? Yeah. Sure you are. You'd be an idiot not to.
But what about, okay, take it out of the fitness realm. What about everyday, I mean just the everyday person who has cheated, who has presented themselves. Like,
they're all, here's the problem. That's the new normal, though. They're all blood doping. They're all doing it. That's the problem. Lance Armstrong and all his teammates, they were all doing it. Andy was an Olympian, and she's like, oh, my God, Jill, everyone. And that's the thing. You no longer can compete because the playing field is not level. So cheating is the new level.
It's the new game.
But why
isn't the playing field level? Why isn't it level?
Because once one person cheats, then everyone starts cheating. And that's it. And so at the end of the day, you go, all right, everyone's now cheating. That's the new normal.
Okay, then how does that feel inside? Honestly, I'm not trying to be like I'm a different level of competition. Angel, but I can't cheat. I can't lie about myself and
here's what
and
you
live
can
with
lie
myself.
About. Here's what you can lie about. I see it all the time. We're the number one app in fitness. We're, oh my God, we have a community that's 10 million people strong. Quantify it. Prove it. You can't. I mean, it's like, I said to Giancarlo, like, I was like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is crazy. 10 million people, where? How? You can even buy website traffic. Even website traffic you can buy. It's insane.
But I'm talking about inside the person. How can you live with yourself?
Because you're looking at the world saying, here's what they're doing, I promise you. The world is not fair to begin with. So I'm not going to play by these rules. I am going to say, oh, my God, we're the breakout radio show from Roundhouse. It's all smoke and mirrors, dude. It's like, oh, my God, this breakout show with the hottest ratings and the this, that, the other, and like blah, 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 blah. And then you say it enough times, people believe it. They believe it. And there you are. And then when all those people go, oh, my God, it's the new biggest best thing, and they do tune in. If you don't have the chops, they'll tune out. So, like, the number one app, check the ratings in the app store. This app sucks. This app is a scam. I can't unsubscribe from this app.
Yeah.
Right? Check it. Same thing. Like, tune into that radio show. That's the number one radio show. Tune into it. Is it any good? You're not going to tune in again. You know, I got on a magazine cover. Did you sell it? No, you didn't. You're not getting back on one. So you can.
So you're saying it will always come back and bite
you
in the ass?
Yeah, like one person who was like YouTube sensation. Got a bunch of fitness DVDs, put them in Target, out of Target. That's what you get. You see what, you can buy all those fake views and you'll get your day. Every dog has his day.
But you get a day.
But when if you don't deliver, bye-bye.
I guess I do.
You get on that magazine cover, but it doesn't sell, donezo. You've got an app, and it's no good. It ain't going to be there for long.
So why am I such a prudent? Maybe because I, you know, getting sober, you live a very, you try your best to live a very authentic life. That's the whole thing. You become authentic.
Okay, I get it.
So what I'm saying is, where?
It's just what Jake's friend said to me. He's like, you say whatever you need to say to get the job, and then you figure out how to do it once you're there.
See,
can't do the job, he's fired. Do you know how many people I've hired that have told me they can do a job, and when I get there, I'm like, oh my God, you have no idea what you're talking about? And then they're fired.
I don't know. I guess it's like when you lie a lot, and you gotta keep up the lies. You gotta work real. It's exhausting to be a liar.
In the wash.
But that's what I mean. It's exhausting to be a liar. So
not really.
Yes, it is.
No.
Jill, it is.
Is
to keep up with all the lies. If you've lied, if I've said a lie to Jake about one thing, and a lie to you about another, and a lie to Nicole about another, do you know how hard
that's
it is?
That's different. For it's me to one keep lie. Track? It's smoke and mirrors. It's the new normal. It's the new game.
I gotta say,
fake it till you make it.
I don't think it's wrong to have these followers or anything if that's your tool to say, look, and I'm even clever enough to get myself in front of you.
Yep.
Look at me.
Hey, I mean, when Giancarlo first brought me this one girl years ago, I was like, I've never heard of her. There's no way she has this many followers. No one's ever heard of her. You're telling me she's got more than myself, Bob Harper, Sean T, Tracy Anderson, Jeanette Jenkins put together. Oh, okay. Okay, well, still, 2 years later, fake followers or not, the girl's still around and has traction. And I've been watching her. And now I'm like, her programming is good, like on her little this, that, the other. Like, she's impressive. You know, I'm like, you know what? After this many years? And now what happens is, has her following grown? No. As the fake ones have dropped off, real ones have started to grow. Because then people went, oh my God, she's got X many followers. I should be following her. There's something there.
Okay, but I
it's
mean...
It's a cheat. Yeah, I mean...
We're talking in the big realm of millions and millions of followers.
Jay,
I mean,
that's
just
the game.
No, but I mean the person who's going to work every day, who has cheated, who has lied. I just take it away from... That's
it
so...
It depends
out of most
what you mean. If you're talking about accolades, they're all cheating. That's my point. Everyone's cheating, which makes it a level playing field. Because that is the game. Pretending to be something you're not. Faking it till you make... If you're saying I'm cheating on my husband or I'm lying about the money in my bank account or... That's different. But if you're making yourself seem better than you are or you're enhancing yourself or your skills in one way or another, so is everyone else.
Okay.
That's the problem. Like, seriously...
If everybody's cheating, nobody's cheating.
That's exactly right.
Wow. Well, I'm going to go back in my little bubble and think about the way things used to be.
Janice is looking at us all, you monsters, you don't care.
I don't have to cheat. I'm me now. But if I was a kid a long time ago...
Perfect.
I would have cheated because they all are. If I was a young trainer right now, I'd be like, you know what? Screw this. This bitch has 5 million followers. I'm going to do 10 because I'm better than her anyway. So let them go, oh my God, well, she's got 5, but oh my God, she's got 10. And then when push comes to shove about whose workout is better or who knows more about fitness and who knows more about nutrition or who's been doing it the longest or who's the real deal, when you compare us side to side, I'm going to win. That's when I trust my credibility and my expertise. That's when it all comes out in the wash, man.
Mm-hmm. It's It's building yourself a boat in the sea of shit.
Yeah. Wow, that's, you know, this is such a hopeful message. I'd like to thank you both for,
called reality.
Well, all I know is when I put on my resume that I had my first aid ticket, it was true and it was up to date. So there
first
you go.
CPR certified.
Yeah, that's right. Toot toot.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All
All right, this isn't exactly a happy shorts, this one. I was reading, I follow this thing on Twitter called Market Watch, and there's all kinds of random articles on there.
Okay.
And I came across one about food fraud. And I was like, what the hell's food fraud? So I click on it, and one of them's like about restaurants.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, you order the, oh my God, what's that crazy steak that the Japanese make? Where they massage the cow and feed it beer.
Skirt skate?
Oh,
steak?
Crying out loud, Janice. White trash, Manus.
Kobe. Wagyu?
Kobe.
Wagyu? Is it Wagyu? One is like Kobe, one is like Wagyu. Anyway, one of them is like ridiculous.
You massage the cow.
Dude, it's nuts. So it's like $300 a steak. It's something insane. Like the cows drink beer and they like massage them and all this stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's this restaurant that, like, advertised that it had this kind of steak.
Right.
And in New York, and so in Japan, like, these guys only sell to, like, three places in the U.S. or something, and one of those places is in New York, and it wasn't this restaurant. So they were saying that, like, they said unless you go to, like, Nobu or Matsuhisa or something for sushi, you're pretty much guaranteed to not be getting what you're paying for. So it's like, oh, yeah, that's wild, you know, ocean-caught salmon, and it's like farmed salmon.
But if they get caught doing that, can't you lose your...
It's really difficult to catch people. So you remember there was that whole thing with Whole Foods where they were claiming that all the produce, like certain pieces of produce were organic, and they were busted? It wasn't?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How do they find out? I guess somebody obviously...
No, yeah. But it's a huge... Yeah, it's a big deal. That USDA label, though, mm-hmm. is the real thing. It's very hard to get, but on produce, right, it's a sticker. It's not a brand of... Like, for example, with Lucky Jack, like, we had to go through hell to get that label, the USDA organic label for the coffee.
I've heard it's very hard.
So. When I go to places like Sprouts, I'm ashamed of it, but... I'll take off the organic sticker from all my produce and check out, so it's half the price.
Oh, God. Millennial.
I can't afford to pay $2 for a pepper.
Well, it's probably not organic to begin with.
You know, the amount of honesty that happens on the Jillian Michaels podcast is beyond... What do you mean? They can tell, Jake. They can tell because you...
No, it's a little green organic sticker. I put it on a different apple.
No, but you know. Oh, my God.
Sprouts, I'll get you guys back when I have money.
Jake, the thing is, you can tell because usually the organic produce isn't as shiny and bright as the other.
Produce. And that is not true. In the supermarkets, they wax all of it anyway, but yeah.
She's Canadian. It's fine.
They don't know. We had a whole segment about that.
The 18-year-old kids checking out my food don't know.
They don't, clearly.
That's true.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So Jake. I go for the half-priced organic.
Look how Jake doesn't have eye contact when he says it.
He can look directly at me.
Well, I'm ashamed.
This is the way of the world. This is the way of the world, right? He's exercising his demons right now. And so basically, like, there are so many, what they're saying is that there are so many different stops, right, along the way of the food chain.
Right.
That it just, someone pulls the, quote, switcheroo. So it'll say, like, the heirlooms are really just garden variety tomatoes. The extra virgin olive oil is cut with hazelnut or a blend of lesser quality olive oils. Rather than the first pressing of Mediterranean olives. Like, and it goes on and on and on. So they list some of the things, and it says even the average consumer can be duped by small switches in common items. So they give you, like, a few things to really look out for. Like, how about this one? The horse meat scandal in France.
Oh, what was that again? Yeah, they were selling it in the...
supermarkets and like I think beef.
That.
Yeah, I mean it's just so you gotta kind of, I mean it's kind of scary, but like these are the ones to really look out for. So honey is a big one, a really big one, and a lot of times honey it's just
they're
like
claiming
they'll say it's
organic.
Manuka honey.
Okay.
So for example, I was given 4 samples of honey recently. 3 were supposed to be Texas wild honey, and 1 was a $40 bottle of Manuka honey from New Zealand. Analyzing honey, only 1 was from Texas. The Manuka was not Manuka. And 3 of the 4 products were mislabeled. And then he goes on to talk about how honey is often cut with cheap sweeteners like high fructose corn syrup. Can you believe that?
It's kind of disturbing because, as Jake said, you know, it's very true. Like especially honey, you can buy $3 honey, but you pay, you know, $8-$9 for a little jar of organic. That's
it's
disturbing.
It's hard to Heidi, you know Heidi's. I wanted to go with Heidi's honey, but someone has it. It's hard to do the honey thing, and we could never get an organic label because she might sell her honey because we can't control our neighbors.
Oh,
like you have to be. It has to be for like miles. You have to be able to control the environment. It's fascinating. It's complicated. It takes time.
Yeah.
But I never thought about your neighbors. If your neighbors aren't.
Yep. Wow. Malibu was recently spraying pesticides, and they just stopped. They just passed a law saying they had to do like vinegar or something. But they were like doing Roundup and all kinds of horrible crap. This is a different segment. But so the next one's olive oils. So you got to be really careful with the olive oils. Like, they cut it with cheap oils, which I kind of mentioned. Like,
God, and when olive oil goes rancid, maybe that's the stuff that goes rancid fast.
Well, you can usually, you know, stuff like that, you can tell. Like, the honey, you can taste the difference. Seafood's a huge one. So they'll say, like, oh, it's Maryland crab cakes, or it's wild-caught salmon, and it's all bull. Or, like, they'll sell, God, so it says, listen to this one. Of 120 samples of red snapper sold across the country, only 7 were actually red snapper. Yeah. Yeah. In Oceana's biggest study back in 2013, which analyzed 1,200 seafood samples from 674 retail outlets in 21 states, DNA testing confirmed that 1/3 of the seafood samples in this country are mislabeled.
Well, what are we eating?
Tilefish.
Old shoe?
So tilefish, which is tough, really high in mercury, is being sold as halibut or snapper. Yeah, that's
okay. So I'm in my supermarket, cheap. Which I trust. I trust the what? How can you?
So here are the tips. I'm just going through. I'm going to give you the tips in a second. They're also talking about spices. Spices are a big one, like vanilla, saffron, cinnamon,
fake.
Cumin.
It's fake.
Yeah. Yep. So I have a daughter with a peanut allergy, and the adulteration of cumin with peanut that just happened was a huge problem.
Wow.
Yeah, they cut it with all kinds of cheap stuff, Mama. They cut it all.
How bad's her allergy?
Well, it doesn't go on to say if she died or not, but this is on Market Watch, right? Just so you guys.
Oh, I thought you meant your daughter.
No. Sorry, I'm reading this off of this one article. So then they talk about, like, this is another one, like cage-free eggs, ground coffees, vanilla extract, nutrient-rich superfoods like pomegranate juice. That a lot of times they're selling these things at a premium price. But they're manipulating the product, and it's like, it's bull. It's not what it says it is. So here are some tips that these guys give. But I was reading that, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is really upsetting to me. Like, if I thought I was eating halibut and I was eating tilefish.
Absolutely.
And the whole point, although, again, like, okay, so for me, though, if it's got a USDA label on it, if it's a brand, that's a little bit different, right? Because where are you getting into trouble with some of these things are like, okay, like free spices or fruits and vegetables or meats and things of that nature. So with Greensberry, like there's one. The more stops you got to go through, the more chances there are of baloney happening. So here's one of the tips. Purchase from short, visible supply chains. So you buy local or from somewhere, like Greensberry is straight, like they get it from the supplier straight to you, and
gotcha.
They're Greensberry suppliers. Another one is purchase from reputable sources, brands, or markets that you know and trust. Although that's kind of a tough one because, again, if Whole Foods had that going on, it's like, wow,
that's
really?
That's just it. I mean, if the big guns like that. Yeah.
You know who one of the number one suppliers of organic food in the world is? Walmart.
Get out of here.
No, dude, it's the truth. Walmart. I'm telling you. And Costco, more and more these days. Costco, like, people do the new thing. Costco and chill.
Okay, see, they brought Walmart into Canada, and I refuse to shop at Walmart just because it's such a big conglomerate. But then, I've gone into their store, and I see product, and I just go, I wouldn't buy this. But you're saying
the most organic food.
Your DVDs?
They're all at Walmart. Yeah. Although DVDs are a thing of the past. That's why I started Fit Fusion.
Right.
Get all of them for a few bucks a month. But yeah, they're all at Walmart. Every single one. And, you know,
I was going to say, do you think that's because of the volume of food that they have and not because it's like their percentage of food that's organic is probably low, but it's just the volume.
No, it's more.
Is it really?
Yeah. And but what Walmart has the power to do, and this is where, you know, this is where we've had this conversation before. Like, I appreciate all the young people that, you know, wanted Bernie Sanders to be president. I get it. I do. But there's something to be said about having to play the game. So, for example, with Walmart, they have the ability, because they're so massive, to push people to a certain price point. And then they can deliver it to the consumer for the cheapest point possible because they're so big and so powerful. So, you know, again, I've told my Coca-Cola story, right? About how I walked in and I was like, F you and screw you and there's no room. And we walked out of there and, you know, my business partner, I told you, was like, oh, they imply the entire state of Georgia, you're a moron. And if you want to make change, you got to work with these guys. You got to get them to take the high fructose corn syrup out and put, you know, this back in. You got to get, if you want to get things done, you have to be able to work with these big giant monsters. And these guys, Costco, same thing, man. And when we're doing business with Costco on Lucky Jack, holy, wow, you should see. I mean, like, even though they're like, you have to have a certain rat traps in your thing, and you have to have a certain kind of rat, like humane rat traps, which I happen to love because I love animals. But it has to be like a trap that won't, like.
What do you mean rat traps for what?
In any, if you sell to Costco, you've got to have a certain kind of rodent trap in your facility that isn't like a glue trap or a. It's got to be humane.
Is it a certain brand?
Geno's.
Because that would be interesting if
we had to go through to get into Costco.
Really?
Yeah, and Costco's so crazy. Like, we can't make enough coffee now. We have a huge, now we're like, oh my God. Like, it. Because we're a small, handcrafted coffee company. Like, when you go there, there's like one dude. It's crazy. So now we're like, we're having to like figure out how to do like a co-packer where we make the coffee, but then ship it out to be bottled. I mean, like, overnight, they flip the switch and we're like, can't make enough coffee. But like, here's the thing. If Costco can bring people organic coffee at a really good price, which they can because they're Costco, that's a big deal.
So what you're saying, when you said that Walmart pushes people to a point of...
They'll push the supplier.
Okay.
They'll push us. Me, Lucky Jack. Like, we will offer your product, but only at this price point, but we'll buy this much coffee. And
hence
some, yeah, we're not in Walmart, but like different retailers. And some people will say we can't be in Walmart because we can't drop our price point to this. But they're extremely powerful organization for that. But anyway, okay. So reputable food stores, short supply chains, buy food in their whole and less processed forms, right? So like whole apples or versus the juice, whole fish versus fish cakes, whole spices versus ground. So like if you buy a cinnamon stick and you grind it, like you'll know you're getting the Ceylon cinnamon and not something mixed
some
in there, right?
Powder. Yeah.
Be wary of rock bottom, too good to be true prices.
Yep.
And they say this is particularly true on high value foods like honey, extra virgin olive oil, anything organic, and so on. Read your labels carefully. Sometimes it can seem like fraud, but the product actually meets government guidelines if you read the fine print. So, for example, it says an olive that lists Italy on the front label may say on the back label in tiny print that it contains olives from other countries. So, but I can tell you, like, a reputable source. So, like, for me, you know, I said it a million times. Greensbury is a reputable source, right? Less people in the supply chain, whole food versions, and like your local farmers market, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you talk to those guys, you communicate, we grow our own.
The thing is, in a lot of communities, I mean, I know in California it's different, but in a lot of communities, the farmers markets really kind of sometimes only open, like, in the nice weather months. So you've got...
Oh, I didn't think of it. We always have.
Yeah, because you always have...
Yeah.
We got two a year, the one at the beginning of August, one at the end of August.
Yeah.
That was before the snow hit.
And before the snow hit, exactly. Wow. A lot of places just don't have it.
Well, and also... Where you guys were, I'm sure the conditions weren't like prime to grow all the stuff that our farmers market has
all year round. No, you had a small planting season, a small harvest season, because it also snowed all the time.
Yeah. I'm telling you, know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself a little piece of land. I'm going to grow berries. It's going to be Janny's berries. Janny's berries, and I want to.
But that
grow...
doesn't like really flow.
Okay, I'll change my name to Betty. Betty's berries.
That's better.
Okay.
Nicole came up with a segment, everyone.
Okay.
It's an Olympian quiz.
Because I love the Olympics and I love trivia, we're going to find out if these celebrities are Olympians or civilians, and see who knows what.
Are you going to stop this, Janice? Or
all right, just say, hang on a second. All right, we're saying real people, and we're going to say if they're an Olympian or you're going to name a name?
Yes, I am going to name a name.
And we're going to guess if they're a celebrity or an Olympian.
No, if they're a civilian or Olympian. It just means Olympian or not an Olympian.
They're already celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm still eating.
Oh, they're celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they were an Olympian?
Possibly. That's what you got to tell me.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start with the first one.
Okay.
UFC megastar Ronda Rousey.
No, not an Olympian.
No.
Yes, Olympian.
No.
Janice is correct. The 29-year-old won a judo bronze at the United States at Beijing, United States at Beijing in 2008.
Wow.
And you know what? Let's just take a moment now.
Wow.
And consider for a second. Let's see what Beijing has done with their old Olympic Village.
Oh.
Nothing.
Yeah.
When you talk about, don't get me started
on
the Olympics.
We're just talking about the Russian one was, everyone was bringing.
You know who's done, you know who did the best job, I think, of utilizing all their Olympics was Vancouver. They use everything. The Olympic Village became low income housing.
Are you trying to salvage this segment?
No, I'm just saying that Beijing.
Was it Canada?
When you look at Beijing, they used nothing. It's like the bird's nest, that beautiful big stadium. It's nothing. Like, it's a wait. Okay, never mind. What's the next one?
The next one, I feels pretty easy, but you guys might get a little tricked. Kardashian clan member, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
The ultimate decathlete.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Hollywood actress, Gina Davis.
That's got to be a trick. So I'm going to say, yes, you must have been an Olympian. It's a trick question.
She was something. No, she was something. Gina Davis was something.
It's a trick question. Where's the garbage?
I'm going to say here.
Over here.
Oh, thanks, Jake. Just finishing.
I'm going to
say.
Oh, my God. You don't know Gina Davis?
I'm going to say yes.
No, okay. I already said yes.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to say yes, too.
She can say yes, too.
Yes. Oh. Jake. He doesn't know.
Sure. Why not?
Sure. All right.
Oh,
but
that's bull.
No.
I said it first, and you
so
don't know.
Jillian, okay. Now let's guess what sport, because I think I know what sport.
Okay.
Go, Janice.
No, you say it because mine.
I'm not going to copy yours. You're going to copy mine.
All right. I will say.
She was a gymnast.
Go. No.
Nope.
Archery.
No.
Okay, what?
Not archery.
Well, Janice is half right. She was not an Olympian.
Oh.
She fell just short of making the Olympic team for archery.
Archery. She's archery.
In 2000.
She knows the archery.
In 2000?
Yeah.
That's sad.
2000 would have been Sydney.
That's 5 minutes ago.
Sydney Olympics.
Really?
Yeah. All right. The next one.
Take that, sister.
The next one is a Bond villain named Oddjob, or actor Harold Sakata.
Oh, who even knows who that is?
Do you want to see his picture?
Oddjob's the guy with the hat.
Yeah. Let's go with the hat.
Okay, I don't know.
Olympian.
I'm going to say no, just to be opposite Jillian.
Well, you copied me, and look where that got
I'm saying no, too.
All right, so Janice and Jake say no.
Yes.
Jillian says yes, and Jillian is correct.
Of course.
Before he turned his hand to acting, Sakata won a weightlifting silver medal for the United States at London.
I knew that.
In 1948.
Oh, 1948. I was going to say 2012. Okay.
All action A-lister, Jason Statham.
No.
No.
Jake.
Yes.
No.
Dang it.
Ah, thank you.
I'm telling you.
Who's winning?
I am.
I don't think so.
No, I am.
No.
Okay, we're ready.
3-time Formula One world champion, Sir Jackie Stewart.
Is there cars in the Olympics?
No, he won it for something else, so he must have. Because if you're saying, you're asking, it's obvious that they probably
no.
were. I would say yes, and it was for something bizarre.
No.
Jake
doesn't.
Yes.
Jake's in the middle of a text.
Both Janice and Jake are wrong again, which I think puts Jillian in the lead.
Aha! Thank you.
Sir Jackie just missed out on the Olympic trap shooting spot in Rome.
Crap shooting?
Trap shooting.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say, that's what happens when I have kale.
What's a trap?
A crap
shoot. Crap shoot.
Trap shoot is shotgun, right?
Yeah, it's where they like shoot up a clay pigeon and you have to trap shoot.
Janice is just think about farts.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm just laughing myself because no one else understood. Oh, God, that was funny.
All okay, right.
What's the next one? I think Bruce Paul's hair is starting to look a little bit like Axl Rose's.
Guys, there's only three more.
Should he shave his head?
I saw it flying in the wind, like following him. Yeah. In the air.
He's got a massive head. It would draw too much attention if he cut it.
No, I think... I just saw his hair trailing behind him as he walked past the window.
Guys, we have three more.
Like,
can
it's
we?
A, yeah. It's a cover girl
Thank
ad.
You. Yeah. Maverick football genius Diego Maradona.
Magic football genius?
Diego Maradona.
Yes. Football as in soccer.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
No, but Jillian's still in the lead. He was not. He was Argentina's best chance of appearing at the Olympics.
Mm. Well, he's amazing. Anyway.
Mm. All right.
Not good enough for the Olympics.
The Queen's only daughter, Princess Anne.
Yes. Equestrian. Yes.
I knew that.
Yeah, me too.
You did not.
Absolutely.
The only reason is because I went too far and gave it away.
No, of course.
Well, Janice is correct.
Well, and so am I.
Queen Anne.
Then that makes Jillian Princess still correct Anne. As well. Jake finally got one.
I have two. Excuse me. I got the
first
one.
All right, guess where she is. Guess how far away Anne is from becoming the queen.
Isn't that 12?
At least. William, all the kids.
I'm pretty sure it's 12. All right, next one.
George is William not. Can't be the queen.
No. in the privacy of his room, he can.
In 2016, he can.
That's true, actually.
In 2016.
Who are we to tell him he can't?
What do you mean in 2016?
He could get Caitlyn Jenner it.
Yep.
That's true. That would be interesting.
Ooh, no, the first transgender queen.
I really like that idea.
Times will change.
William or George?
Doesn't matter. Which one's William again?
William's the next. William's after Charles. It was Charles, William, and now George.
Okay, how about we get to the last
person?
Oh,
yeah.
All right, Charles. Yes. Charles is still next. No matter what, even though people don't want Charles... He's still next.
That queen is hanging in there, boy.
Oh, God. Are you kidding? She's going to go. She's the longest reigning queen now. Monarch, period.
How old is she?
80-something. 84, something like that.
That's not that old.
No, she got a few more years.
Oh, yeah. And she ain't no.
I think she's going to 100.
Longer than Victoria. That's big time. It's a big thing.
Okay.
All right. It's our final one.
Are they Pokemon going?
A violinist,
they
Vanessa May.
Violinist
Vanessa May.
Oh, she's
May.
Pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's got guns. I say yes.
Yep.
Let me see her again.
Look at those arms.
Brrr. She's super pretty. I say no.
Oh, wow. What does that say?
What does that mean?
I'll tell you. A, she's super pretty. Separate thought. B, the fact that she would become a serious violinist, just looking at practice hours to become a musician.
Oh.
10,000-hour rule. Where's she got time to become an Olympian?
What's a 10,000-hour rule?
They say to become great at anything, you got to do at least 10,000 hours. So if she's got to get great at that violin thing, she's had to have done 10,000 hours.
Yeah, she's one of those.
And to be an Olympian,
she's one of those.
She's got to do another 10,000 hours. I don't think
she could
got
do it both.
Time.
I bet you she was in track, some kind of track sport.
Well, with that answer, it puts Janice and Jillian at a tie.
Oh.
She was an Olympian. Yeah. She finished 67th in the last giant slalom at the Sochi Olympics.
Slalom.
God, I'm surprised she did slalom.
What's a slalom again?
That's
you go friggin' 100 miles an hour through the things.
Yeah, but she's 66th. You know why? She didn't put in the 10,000 hours.
No,
I'm shocked, though, for her hands. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. She didn't put in the 10,000 hours, which is why she's, I mean, good Lord.
Who the hell puts in 10,000 hours at anything? I mean, honestly.
That's the rule, Mama.
Have you put 10,000? I don't think I've put 10,000.
Oh, at training? Without a doubt.
Can we just point out how pretty
really?
Her violin is?
All day long.
You've put in 10,000 hours.
All day. I've been doing it since I was 17. I'm 42. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I'm going to figure something that I've done 10,000
hours. Or studying it, working on it, reading books, reading studies, writing books, doing DVDs, creating workouts for apps, creating workouts for clubs, creating workouts for public workouts, public training individuals. Hell yes.
Okay, so then what happens when you, because I love the fact that you encourage people to change careers. If you want to change careers at 50, how the hell are you going to get your 10,000 hours in?
Yeah, but that's different. If you want to become a specialist at something, It's 10,000 hours. Tony Hawk, 10,000 hours. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about becoming like a pro skater, a concert pianist, a master chess player. It's the 10,000 hour rule. And it's beyond that, too. It's not just 10,000 hours. It's 10,000 specific hours. So, for example, Tiger Woods, 10,000 hours. That's what they're saying. Genius, right, is taking pains at something. So it's, let's say you're practicing a golf swing, a certain kind of swing, a certain kind of shot, a chip shot out of a, I don't know anything about golf, but if you keep making the same mistake over and over and over again, you're just ingraining the mistake.
Practice makes
it's
practice.
It's deliberate, right. It's deliberate practice. So it's having a coach to say with feedback, specific feedback of, oh, here's your problem. You know, you're squeezing too tight on this with your right hand. You know, do this with your right whatever shoulder. And, you know, it's... Hell yeah, 10,000 hours. That's why she's 67. See, she may be pretty.
She's not 67. She was 67th. Oh, my God.
67. That's the thing. That's why she's sucky. She's split those hours up.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I was in the Pride Parade in Vancouver.
With all those gays?
Yep. It was very empowering. I haven't marched in the Pride Parade since my last... My last radio, full-time radio job, and this time I was in it. And you know what's so weird about it is that I get pride is pride. I get that, and I love pride allies. I love, like, the allies of pride. But sometimes I watch people get ready for it, and they're like, oh, I'm going to wear this, and I'm going to put on a tutu, and I'm going to do this. And I'm like, and it, which is great, because it's about pride. And but I think... Remember why we're... Do you know why we're marching here? Do you
why know? Are we marching?
We're marching.
Nobody had any chapstick.
I don't know. There's just... Sometimes I think that...
Why are you marching?
To be proud of who I am and how
are
far
really
we've come.
Are you proud of being gay?
Yes, I am.
Really? Why?
Because it's who I am.
No. That's not who you are.
I mean, it's what my orientation is.
You know, like, are straight people proud of being straight?
Many are.
I don't think so.
I do.
Are you proud of being straight?
I'm not proud of it, but I'm not proud of it.
It just is.
It's just me.
You don't believe in marching in a pride parade?
Oh, no. That's different. I never have, but I see the necessity of it, because I think there's a difference. I think pride to me is overcompensating for feeling ashamed. So it's like, I'm not ashamed, I'm proud to be gay. And it's like, I'm not proud to be gay. I just am. And to be honest with you, it hasn't been easy, as I think you know, which is why I think so many people compensate with this whole, like, I'm proud to be gay. And I'm not proud of that. Like, I'm proud of accomplishments, things that have taken me, like, a lot of time to achieve. But I was just born, I'm not ashamed of it either. To me, it just is. I get the necessity of a parade, though, because it's like, look, you know, it's kind of like saying you guys are going to have to accept that this exists and it's not going away, so, you know, we need equal rights. Like, that I get. And as I've been kind of going back through my estate planning, and have taken all my finances back in house, which I, you know, we talked about on another show. I've had to look at all the insurance policies and everything, and oh my God! But you know, you really understand, which I think is what DOMA was about. You know, when I die, if Heidi and I didn't have equal rights, she would have to give up half the money.
Well, or your family would come in.
And well, my kids then, right? So she'd get taxed 40%. Then my kids end up getting taxed 80%. Whereas children of a heterosexual marriage get an estate tax of 40%. My kids get hit twice. Because if I die, Heidi gets hit. And then if Heidi dies, they get hit. So thankfully now, and I really do appreciate this now. It's like if we get married, I can pass the money that we've built as a couple, because I've already paid taxes on this money, to my significant other without taxes. You know, and so to me, it's like, hey, no. You know, I don't believe anybody should be penalized because of, as you know, their skin color, their sexual orientation, their gender. But I definitely don't wake up and go, I'm gay and I'm woo! No, not ever.
Okay, then.
I don't even think about it. It never crosses my mind.
But you should think about it, because if people hadn't marched and people hadn't been taking pride in trying to, let's use pride of being in another
pride's
way.
Pride's a strong you wouldn't, word.
Okay, but you wouldn't have those things. You wouldn't be signing a contract if it wasn't for people before you who fought
but
for that
why
right.
Why would I be proud of being gay? That's like saying I'm proud to be white. I just am. I'm proud. To me, it's like compensating. Like, I just am.
I don't see it as compensating.
I feel equal. I feel that I am confident in my equality. But I'm not, like, I don't wake up and go, I am damn proud to be gay. Like,
I don't either. But when I say I'm proud to march, I'm proud to be able to be free to say this is me. I mean, why would I march
this time around then?
Well, mostly because the station was this, the radio station.
Uh-huh.
You can't just march. You can't just join in the parade.
Okay.
You can't just, like, you have to be part of something to be in the parade, the logistics of it.
Got it.
People just can't. So otherwise, you're either, I've stood and watched the parade. I try and go every year. If I'm home at the time of the parade, I'll go every year and stand there.
I was going to take the kids this year. And then honestly, with everything that happened, we ended up being in New York. But then with everything that happened in Orlando, because gay pride in LA was right after that, I was like, no, I wouldn't go just because for safety reasons after that. Because the guy that killed all the... And I caught that lunatic with all those guns in his car going to L.A. Pride.
Oh, right.
Nicole was there. I was like, leave. Now. I was in New York at the time. And she's like, I'm at the parade drinking. You're scheduled for tomorrow's flight. I'm like, get out of there. But I would go. I would take the kids because I've just started explaining to them. Like, they started asking... They're so weird. They started asking me about Hitler. They wanted to understand Hitler.
Where did they find his name?
I had a bracelet from World War II.
Yeah.
And the kids asked me about it. And then we got talking about World War II. And they said, I thought you said fighting is, you know, war is bad. And then I had to explain, like, sometimes you have to fight even when you don't want to. And then I got into the bad guy. And then they wanted to know all about that. And then, you know, part of the, like, and same thing with Haiti. Like, when I tried to explain to Lou, I'm like, Haiti, you know, bad people did bad things and tried to steal things. And, you know, how did I get into this? But, like, and so I was going to take, you know, and then Phoenix, you know, I try to be sort of careful because he said, what did Hitler kill kids? And I just said, you know, sweetie, I was like, he would hurt, he wasn't a good man. I said he would definitely hurt their parents. And, you know, I didn't know what to say to him. I didn't want to scare him. You know, more, you know, and I was like, he just was bad. And sometimes he was not healthy and he wasn't happy with himself. And, you know, and then I explained to them that, like, some people don't like children who's, or I'm sorry, couples who are same sex. Some people don't like people who believe in a certain kind of God. Some people don't like people who look a certain way. So we did think that we were going to take them. And then with everything, you know, we just didn't end up making it. Because I thought maybe we should take them. They don't even know to think anything other than, though. Like, my kids don't even know that, like, oh, is this a thing? Like, they have no idea. Lou doesn't even know about racism. And I am not telling her right now, very specifically, because this is actually something I was going to do on tour, so I don't want to give it away completely. But I'm not going to, okay, yeah, I'm not going to give it away because I'm going to do it during one of the things I want to do during the show. But essentially, when you're trained to believe something or look for something, you end up seeing it all the time. And I'm afraid that if she knows all about it, she's so young and so impressionable, she'll buy into it on some level. It'll tap into some sort of insecurity that she may have, and she'll be like, oh, I am less than, or they are, you know, right now I just want her to grow up and be like, why would I ever be anything other than completely equal? And let her, after she's intrinsically secure with who she is and how she looks, and genuinely comfortable with all of that, her muscles, her skin color, her height, all of it, then let her hear about it and have it seem crazy instead of her wondering if there's any truth to it.
Okay.
But, I mean, I would have gone, but... Okay, so you went to the parade?
No, I guess, you know, but you know, part of it was my niece was standing in the crowd waiting for us to march by.
Okay, yeah.
And I saw her face when she saw me in the parade, and she started to cry.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, because it was very powerful to her to see me being proud, to march and to be who I am, and to me... That was worth every second of it.
That's
was to see
right.
to see her know that it's okay, like, and to see people who I don't know. There's, I guess I've, I don't know. I
think for me, proud has always just been the wrong for me. Not the word I would use to describe it. Like, proud to me, I don't know. That's always been tough because it's like. To me, I think of proud as an accomplishment, and I don't think of being gay as an accomplishment. I think of being gay as just being. I just am.
Right, but you could say being a woman is just being a woman. Being Asian is just being Asian. Being black is being black.
I'm not proud of any of those things. I'm comfortable with it.
But if it wasn't for people taking that initiative to stand out and be proud, where would we be? If Martin Luther King didn't march on Selma...
But was
for
he,
the
but
civil
that's
rights.
Different. That's like saying I demand my equal rights.
But which is kind of what pride is about.
Really?
We don't have equal. We're getting there.
No, I'm not saying we do. I would fight all day long for equal rights. All day long. I just pride to me feels like there's something like when I'm proud of something, I feel like it's an achievement, not something that just existed. I just exist and then I demand my right to exist. I feel equally worthy, without a doubt.
Yep.
But for some reason, proud, I've just never heard a straight person go, so damn proud to be straight. And you would look at that person and go, what an ass. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's compensating for feeling not so proud. Insecure, ashamed of. It's an overcompensation. I'm so proud of being. Are you really? That's like a profess too much. I don't know, Manus.
Do you think it might be a reaction to people saying, like, how could you be comfortable with yourself? You have a...
Yeah!
But
then
not...
Then my answer is, like, it just is. Some people are born left-handed. Some of us are born gay. And trust me, you are. And the truth is, it isn't a choice. At least not for me. Because I promise you, it is not the easier path. I mean, at the end of the day, nobody goes, you know... I think I want to set myself up for a tremendous amount of prejudice. No.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, but I have to admit, I have no other word to describe how I felt marching down the street. I have no other word to describe it, but proud. I felt very proud. So I don't know.
I like it.
I don't know.
I like it. All right, that's cool. Well, I think you're also proud because... You were asked to be in the parade, and you're now being looked at as a pillar of the community. And that, my friend, is an accomplishment.
I don't know, but
that's different.
I'm not sure if I'm a pillar of the community.
But... Yeah, that's different, though. You were asked to participate because you're a representative, and, you know, that's different. That is an accomplishment. Standing on the side of the road is not. That's being supportive. I think that's what it is, Manus. I need to clarify something, by the way. Manus is called Manus because her name is Janice. So, because my friend Lindsay, who listens to the show, was like, why? Was furious. Because she just started listening, and she's like, why are you calling her? And she had M-A-N in caps. Manus. And I was like, her name is Janice. It was McManus.
It's McManus and Manus.
Manu. I go, and sometimes it's Manus, and sometimes it's Nooser. So I might just need to switch over to Nooser.
Oh, I'm quite used to Manus.
Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to jillianpodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.
Jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.